It is a balmy 9 degrees. That's the sound of snow crunching.
So I gotta tell you something funny that happened today when I was getting my nails done, if you want to hear about it.
No names, but sure.
So a lady was doing my nails, was talking to another lady. I don't know how it got brought up. Oh, they were talking about Chip and Joanna Gaines. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's some rumor that Chip cheated on Joanna, which I don't know. I can't.
You're right.
Right. So it doesn't really matter. Well, so this lady was saying how that if her husband was in a room and there happened to be a really hot woman there, that she wouldn't be mad if he cheated on her.
What?
Yeah, and then she said, because he knows darn well if there's a hot dude that says, hey, you want to have sex with me, I'm going to do it.
What?
Yeah, I almost wanted to walk out of there and not even let her do my nails because I was so, like, I could not believe that. Well, then she was doing, after that, she was doing my nails, and she does a great job, but she was giving me just a manicure, and she was saying how, so she was raised here in America, but she is Vietnamese, her and her husband, mm-hmm. but they were raised here in America because I guess if you had somebody in your family that served in the Vietnam War, you automatically got some type of pardon where you could come here, but you had to be able to prove it or something, so they were able to come here and become citizens, okay? So anyway, she came here in the 90s, and she lived in California. Well, she was saying, so they have 4 kids under 7. And she was saying how, I guess like 7 years ago, her and her husband used to fight a lot, like really bad. I mean, she was telling me all kinds of personal stuff, that now their families don't like each other because of their fighting. And I said, well, now that you and your husband have an okay or a better relationship, like, the family still don't get along, and she said no, because we put them against each other
no
so
kidding.
Much.
They probably said horrible, horrible right. things
so
to try
now,
to hurt each other.
Yeah, just really weird. And then, I don't know how it got brought up, but something about, yeah, it was just weird. It was a weird conversation, but when she said the thing about she would not be mad at her husband if he had sex with a hot woman, I was, like, just instantly
well,
mad.
Well, I think the worst part is, because in her mind, she knows she would cheat at the drop of a hat if just somebody she thought was attractive offered. So the guilt of that, you know what I mean? It's only because of that that she feels that way. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? She doesn't care if he does because she knows for a fact that she would. Probably already has.
It's just crazy.
That's horrible. I mean, why be married?
I don't know.
If that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know.
And then it was just weird. Then she was asking me for, like, advice. I don't know. Because she just opened up a nail salon, and now there's another one that just opened up. And she was like, should I? It was just I don't know. The whole thing's different. Different culture. I don't know. Either way, I was mad instantly because there's no way that I would even let you be left alone in a room with a hot naked chick.
Why is she naked?
That's what the lady said, too. I don't know. It was weird.
Gross. Why are they talking like that at the nail salon?
Baby, the other lady that was there with me, we both, our eyes got huge and were mind blown. Like,
where was this place?
I'm not saying the name. Here in Big Rapids. Next to one of our favorite restaurants. It's brand new.
Oh, yeah, I know which one.
Anyway, it was...
Well, don't go back there.
No, I'm not. I didn't make another appointment to go see her. She did a good job, but I just didn't like...
What's it cost to get that done to your nails?
Because they're my nails, $15. Because these are mine. These are your wife's fingernails. This is not real. No, now if I got acrylics, it'd be $40 because acrylics are $25. But I just had her do a manicure and French tips, because I know you like French tips, right? Isn't that what you always tell me? But these are your wife's nails. Doesn't that make you happy? Or no? Because when I used to do it fake nails.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you not like these?
It's fine. I mean, to me, all you did was just painted the tips of your fingernails.
No, she cleaned. No, she took the other nail polish off, but she cleaned my nails up, cleaned up my cuticles and everything. And then, no, it's a whole process. Don't worry about it. Looks pretty, right? And it keeps me from biting my nails.
How much time does it take?
About a half hour.
For $15?
Yeah, because she's got to, like, clean. I mean, she cleans them. She's
not making enough money, I think, then.
She's probably not. I don't know. She apparently, I don't know. I asked her. She said the guy gave her the first 5 months for free for rent for that spot.
So for the first 5 months, she could possibly make $30 an hour.
I'm assuming they have money saved and stuff. I would assume to start that business. It's not a cheap business to start. They have all new chairs in there. They have everything.
Oh, it's her business. Well, it looks like a big spot. How many chairs are in there?
Sunshine's coming to see us. Oh, wait, maybe not. Hang on 1 second, okay? Hey. Stay upstairs. I'll be inside in a few minutes, okay? Oh, stop your pouting. She wants to watch TV. She was about to go downstairs. I don't like that habit at all. Do you?
No.
Because that's... Anyway. So she told me it's one, but she's got to pay a really big lump sum. I do know that. I asked her how much it was to rent that space, but she didn't tell me. But then I was like, well, I can look it up. I mean, you know, I'm sure I can find out. Either way, she didn't have to pay the first 5 months. She's got all new stuff in there. She could probably have 20 people going at a time if she, she said that she's got two people coming to work for her starting in March.
But, I mean, you know what rent is like in that plaza.
I do. That's why I know. I don't know how they're doing it. I don't. But she's worried about that new nail place that came into B-Dubs. Because they just opened, too. And they are, like, set up.
The one right next. That's the one I thought you meant.
No, not that. No, no, baby. It's the one by El Burrito.
There's one in there, too?
It just started open.
Oh, my gosh.
She said she thought. Apparently, she didn't know that.
I don't know what rent is like there.
Well, not cheap still. I doubt it's cheap. Either way, doesn't matter. So that's my story for that. Let's see what else did I get accomplished today. I ran a bunch of errands for that we needed done. Mm-hmm. I did stuff for the office. Mm-hmm. I still have a lot to do, but I got a lot done. I'm going to set up a classroom tomorrow, hopefully, for kids.
Yeah.
My goal is to be focused and to set that up. Because really, tomorrow's my last day before we start going on vacation.
Right.
Because Wednesday, I'm going to be too busy getting our house clean to make sure the kids have everything they need and packing for us.
What's really nice is I don't have any set appointments so far for tomorrow, which is good because now after the busy day I've had, I'll probably need it to kind of just get everything together.
Right.
But we might close that condo on Wednesday. So. That would be a nice check. And so we're working on that. We're going to close that rental place while we're away on Friday.
Right.
And then, like I said, I sold about $500,000 worth of real estate today, if we can get it together, and also convinced a $300,000 listing to list with me. So pretty good day, and I'm very excited about I've been, you know, listening to this money podcast. I've been reading these financial independence blogs and travel hacking blogs and house hacking, and I'm really excited to just get our income up just as high as I can by hustling, and then get our savings rate to like 60% plus.
Right.
If we can get our living expenses down, it's like the further we can get our living expenses down, the shorter time it would take to reach financial independence. Because basically, here's the whole, like, this is the whole idea of financial independence.
Right.
You need to save 25 times your annual spending.
Oh boy, we're in trouble.
Well, just because we spend a lot.
That's why I said that.
But I mean, with our income, we could easily save $150,000 or more a year, easily.
Right.
We could actually, I think we could save $200 a year.
Right.
But if we saved $150 a year, it will take us quite a while. I mean, depending on what you think we can live on. But I'm figuring in that we are going to pay off our house, our student loans, have no debt at all.
Right.
Except what debt we leverage and that's paid by others. If that happens, our spending, because I've been calculating our spending with my student loan payment, my house payment, and the car payment, which I believe we will pay those cars off and keep them or do something
I've already said I just want to keep mine personally because I have a feeling I went over the mile. I have a feeling I'm going over the miles anyway. So I'm just going to keep it.
So if we do those things car. Over the next few years, we pay the house off, the student loan debt off, and the cars off. There's no reason we can't live really well on $50,000 a year.
I agree with you on that.
So we could, let's see, in like 6.5-7 years, we could realistically save enough to be financially independent.
Right. Yep.
Because the way that works is if you can save 25 times your annual spending, you can live off 4%.
Got you.
Of the, sorry. You know, and it should last you pretty much forever. So you invest that much. And so what I'd like to do is, over the next 10 years, I'd like to invest that amount of money into mutual funds and bonds, and then buy enough rental properties, buy enough real estate.
Yeah.
To, either on rental or on land contracts.
I still think that's the way to go because you know why? People always need places to live. And you know how you were worried about some of these houses or these apartments? But you know what? We never wanted to live in apartments. We always wanted to live in a house.
Right.
So there's always people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's kind of what I've been kicking around the last month or so, really for the last couple of years, but I'm really getting serious about it now. So as soon as we get back from New York, I'm going to go into the bank, set up the extra accounts I need, and start having the money automatically divided up. I capped out already, so every dime I can make between now and August is pretty much mine. You know, if we can, what I'd really love to do is figure out this whole travel hacking thing. Where's your credit at right now?
700.
As long as it's over 700, I know I need to get mine back up. Mine is down like around 630.
Let me check it. No, mine's not that low, but you know what? Because I have some of it's a little higher. I normally have my cards paid off, but I don't right now.
Well, for us to get into the whole travel hacking game and like rewards.
My credit was 721. It was.
Which is good.
Yeah, but let's see what it is today.
Mine dropped a little bit. I need to bounce mine back up, but.
Yeah, no, 682.
That sucks.
It was 721.
We really need to both be up above 700 to really.
But the truth is, mine probably would go right back to that if I pay off. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Once we pay down some stuff.
If I pay down some stuff, right. Because my credit does that. But that's still pretty. I mean, I'm happy. You know what I mean? As far as.
Well, I'd be happy if we could both get over 700. Because then.
I was over 700.
Well, I was too. But, I mean, that's how quickly things can change. But because for every reward, both of us are eligible for them. So we can double on every reward.
Right.
You know, there's like 30-some cards right now that offer pretty good travel rewards.
Right.
Which, if we both could get them, that's, you know, 60 each. But, you know, you do them one at a time or whatever, we would have, you know, get a system going because you've got to make the minimum spends on each one. We might do maybe 3 a year each. And we got to, you know, remember to cancel them at the right times, transfer the balances and right. all that stuff. But that's why I keep saying it'd be great if you would learn this stuff, become like some sort of travel hacking expert to where, you know.
I need to just actually take the time to sit down and read. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have not because, I laugh because whenever I pick up Sunshine from school, she's always, what did you say? And I'm like, I mean, I'm, like, the busiest. I just stay busy all the time. You notice, like, not the kind of wife that just sits home and eats chocolate. I love you.
I know. I love you, too. I just... I'm gonna,
hey, I'll have time to read.
I'm sick of, you know, saying the same old stuff thing.
You want us to do it. Right. Well, I'm trying to. I mean, baby, I cut... Hey, I know it's not huge to you. I cut... fast food.
No, pretty I'm much, proud and of my you coffee for the habits. For the dieting you're doing right now. I'm very proud of you. I just
one thing I'm not
you
know, spending
we've
that
been
money
saying for years now that like, oh, come Monday, I'm going to be right in your office with you. We're going to work together every day, and then it never works out.
Well, today, you know, my well Mondays I work at the church.
It doesn't matter okay, what it is. It's okay. always something. There was a there was a 2-hour delay today.
Well, what are you...
And okay. you're stuck with the kids. And then one had an appointment. I had to pick up the others.
Right, but I asked you, and when I was trying to reach out to you, you weren't in the office.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. I shouldn't have to be in the office. I should be able to be out in the world, and you okay. either are in the office or home
well,
working
I
the
can,
business.
I will, if you want, right when I drop the baby off tomorrow, I'll just come to the office.
I know, baby, but you say that. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to start a fight, but you say that all the time. You know,
well,
tomorrow he'll be sick, or it'll be something.
So what
or
is
you'll
the...
come in, and I'm busy, and then there's nothing really I can, you know, have you do.
Okay. Well, babe, it's just...
It's going to take a lot more. It's going to just take more than us wanting it to happen.
It has to happen in motion. I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. Sorry, I'm also helping you try to run another thing, you know.
Yeah, but realistically, it should not take you more than about 2 or 3 hours a week.
It normally doesn't, but right now there's
so,
quite a bit
I mean,
of stuff.
So let's not use that as an example or an excuse. It's the other stuff. It's the kids. It's the kids in this house. You know, I feel like it's always, if you neglect this house for one day or
That's
2 days,
I'm trying
it's
to
like,
get,
oh no, I need the whole next day just
why
to get
Why I'm
it
trying
clean.
To get the kids to help more. Have you not noticed?
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I had
kids
the
should do chores.
Big one do the dishes tonight. I've had them back. I mean, I'm trying here. I'm trying to get them to do their own laundry. I'm trying, but... All right, I'm going to have you shut the thing.
Oh, it's so cold.
Man, you're just...
Hang on a minute.
I'm the one that's going to have to keep going.
All right, so now it's just me out here. You ever notice that the moment I bring up something real, she gets tight, and then conversation is over? Well, that's what happened. She's gone, and so am I.